Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, we have the mediocre, the bad, and the ugly of Pinot Noir as we welcome Deloche from California, Lindemann's Bin 99 from Australia, and Love Noir from apparently California. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, here to test my fate once again. And joining me on this road to hell is Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Good evening, folks. It's great to be here.
Also joining us on our trip to the underworld is the Triple B.
Good evening.
The underbelly of, not society, but are we doing the underbelly of wine? Is that what you're saying?
Well, not all of it. Tonight on the open, you heard me say the mediocre, the bad, and the ugly of Pinot Noir. Pinot Noir is a grape I hold in great esteem. However, not all people feel that way, apparently. Now, on tonight's show, we have two wines that are purporting to take it seriously. They're not goofballs. But we have one that is a jackass. And so that's...
I'm interested to see which one you say is the jackass.
I know. I feel like there's a lot of potential, and I also want to know who brought it.
It'd be, yeah, well, nevertheless.
I think I bought two of the three.
Yes, you did. On tonight's show, what we're going to do is we have three different Pinot Noirs. Yes, three wines. Don't worry, folks. We're not going to be drunk. We might be dead from, you know, syphilis or something by the end of it, but we're not going to be drunk. Because the first wine we're going to taste tonight, it's going to be what I would consider the bad. But it has a very good reason why it's bad. It's $4.99 of your money. So it has a very good excuse. And it's made by Lindemann's. You know it. It's on the bottom shelf. All of these should be on the bottom shelf. But this is definitely on the bottom shelf.
Sometimes this is below the bottom shelf.
Yes.
There's like a trap door that you have to open. You go, oh, there's a Lindemann's.
This is on the bottom shelf of your local drive-thru / yes. gas station.
Yes.
But nevertheless, it's their Bin 99, in case you wanted to know. Oof. Which
non-vintage.
Bin. No. No, it's vintage.
No, it's not.
Is it? I don't know.
What's that number next to 99?
Does it matter? It's their Pinot Noir. Yes, they make a Pinot Noir. Yes, they only charge sometimes $4.99 for
vintage.
It. It is vintage. Don't you besmirch this wine.
Yeah, Rob would be doing plenty of besmirching.
I just smelled it. They go all across southeastern Australia to find the greatest vines that aren't infested with spiders and snakes and iguanas and kangaroos.
And
are there iguanas in Australia?
I don't know. Probably. Why not?
What's that other lizard that's down there?
I was thinking Komodo dragon, but I don't know if
that's
there. No, that's
not there. No.
It's not many places.
Not in Australia. No.
I think the first thing I would say about this is that you're not calling Lindemann's by its proper name.
What's its proper name?
Dr. Henry John Lindemann's.
Oh, fuck that. They have one that they call the Gentleman Series, and they talk about some. Do you really want to know the history about a $4.99 wine? No, you don't.
It's been around since 1843.
A lot of things have been around since 1843.
If we're talking ancient vines.
Scurvy was around in 1843. What, you know, mm-hmm. Ingrown toenails were probably back then. They're here now. It doesn't matter. Although, I kind of slightly respect Lindemann's more than I do. Throw me one, Scott. What's a bad one from Australia? There's a lot.
There's a lot.
I mean, it's just like you're overwhelmed with the number of wines.
Well, we are particularly fond of one.
That's true.
Snoop Dogg's Company.
Oh, 19 Crimes. But yes, it's, you know, at least it's the cheapest and it's not the worst. But the worst. So we're going to go to the ugly. Well, no. We'll go to the mediocre. The mediocre is kind of like the control group. This wine actually is a good Pinot Noir producer, good Zinfandel producer. Just not necessarily in the Delta where this is from. because they do Russian River, all sorts of stuff. But this is Deloche. And we've done Deloche Chardonnay before. I'm not sure if that ever aired because why is that interesting? It's not, folks. Their Heritage Series California line is not interesting. It just is. It exists. So that's what it is. This is the controlled group. It's the group that's not getting any kind of medicine. They're getting a placebo. It's the placebo of tonight. So if we're dead after Lindeman's, we take that, we're fine. No, we're not. We're dead. Oh, well, it doesn't matter.
So if Pinot Noir was the COVID-19 coronavirus vaccine,
yes,
this would be the one you get if you were...
You're the control group.
Control
group. Yes. Because clearly the last one is a vaccine for lack of love.
Can I tell you guys a funny story? A funny William story while we're talking about COVID?
He drew on your paper.
I think he drew a dinosaur.
He might have.
So William loves those blue veggie straws.
Yes.
And my mom and sister accidentally bought him the sea salt. Those are ranch. But they accidentally bought him the off-brand green ones that are sea salt.
Yeah, he won't eat that shit.
But you know what? He told them it tasted like a COVID test.
Oh. And he knows because he's had a COVID test. You know, and COVID's afraid of William, so he never had it. It's I'm not going with that kid.
Isn't that like the ultimate insult? This tastes like a COVID test.
Well, yeah.
You know, don't.
I made him, he wanted cheese pizza tonight. Everybody else had eaten.
Oh, my God.
And so I'm not making a fucking pizza all for him. So I took some gluten-free bread, and I put sauce on it, and I put cheese on top of that with a little bit of Italian seasoning, and I baked it. And he goes, "That's bread." I went, "No, that's not bread. That's pizza. It's not bread." And he's staring at it. He goes, "The brown is bread." I went, no, that's just the kind of crust on the pizza. So he takes a bite.
It's truly terrible.
It's bread. I went, "It's not bread. It's pizza." And he goes, "It's bread." I said, "No, it's pizza bread. You just said it was bread." I said, "No, I said it was pizza."
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't make bread pizza. But he ate it all.
Except you did.
I know, I did. But he liked it. But he wouldn't admit that he liked it. He doesn't eat the crust, and he ate the crust on the frickin' pizza bread. Mm-hmm. So I said, "Anytime you want it, we'll just call it pizza bread. So you just let me know, and I'll make you pizza bread."
I feel like it's like something you have when you have no food in the house.
That's true. With that,
well, pizza subs though.
That's
what, you know, you get that crusty Italian bread, and you make that into a pizza bread. Mm-hmm. You know what pisses me off though? And not that I eat this anymore, but you'd be out and you'd want a pizza sub. And then you'd get the pizza sub and they folded it over on top of itself.
Yeah, I know.
That's not what I want. That's not what I want. That's not a pizza sub.
You know, if you're unconscious, folks, what you do is you wave a glass of Lindeman's Pinot Noir under your nose.
Bin 99.
You're awake. But the last one.
Oh, I think it... Nat flew in mine.
I don't want to hear it.
It won't drink much.
No. Just get a spoon and
She's
spoon it.
Trying to not drink it.
Yeah.
It also, well, I was looking at it very carefully because...
It comes with gnats.
It's not extra.
Well, you're not getting out of drinking that.
Mine almost has, and I know you all never
believe We're not to the tasting part yet. We'll get to that.
I haven't tasted it. I'm telling you, hold
on.
In the glass.
You hold on to that emotion because I haven't announced the ugly yet.
Okay, fine.
The ugly... is Love Noir. Yes, Love Noir, folks. Noir meaning Pinot Noir. God bless it. It's the last one. And strangely enough, it and Deloche are both $9.99. Mm-hmm. So that's what we've got tonight. A trio of shit. Because I've been treated poorly by my constituents recently, so I decided to lash out. No, I didn't. But nevertheless, we're going to take a break.
It's been playing for a while.
That's true.
Maybe not the three U's.
I've curated this list, yes. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back with the Lindeman's Bin 99 here on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. And we're back, folks. So first up, Lindeman's Bin 99. I would tell you about this wine, but who gives a fuck? It's about $4.99. Right now, you can get it $6.99, but wait, and you can get it for $4.99. We wanted to have it originally on our $5 episode. However, we couldn't find it. Well, Scott went to the wrong place. He got Sideshow instead. Right now, I saw that $2 for $6.
What?
Or is it $2 for $9? It doesn't matter. I've never seen a twofer on a wine shelf.
I know.
But if Sideshow got a twofer, it's like, what? Is that beef broth? What is that? It's got a twofer, and it deserves it.
Buy one, get one free.
No. You don't want the second. So.
You know, I have to say, the what? Triple B is glowing today. This is the NFL. We're recording this on day one of the NFL. And
yes.
Yep.
Becky's beloved Lamar Jackson, former Louisville Cardinal, destroyed the Cleveland Browns today.
How'd that go, Baker? Douchebag. All those weapons, and they score 6 damn points.
Interception on the first drive.
Yay, Cleveland. So, the Lindemans.
Let's just remember that Baker was drafted before Lamar.
Oh, I know.
And won the Heisman over Lamar.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, in the glass, it looks like Pinot. Dark enough.
Kind of. Sure. Maybe a little too dark.
Well, maybe.
I don't know what glass you all have, but did you notice that Rob didn't bring us the Riedel glasses?
I don't have 3 Riedel Pinot glasses. These are the stunt show wine. We don't normally drink out of Riedel Pinot glasses on the show. We have, what is it, Schmidt-Stoll?
Schatzweisel.
Yeah, the Schatzweisel.
And technically they're Riedel.
Yeah, and these are Pinot glasses. So,
But I'll tell you, I do not recall a wine that had more tartaric acid crystals.
Oh my gosh, I know.
There's a couple.
There's a couple million.
There's a couple in my glass. There's more yours.
You just poured it that way.
No, I scraped off the side of the bottle. For your...
There's enough tartaric acid crystals.
Those
are
scraped. Those are barnacles. Put my finger in it. It is what it's like.
It's just a barnacle.
Are the things that grow? Is that what grows on the barnacle. Side of a rock? Barnacle. I was thinking.
On the side of a ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely what these are.
Yeah, this. If you were in sea, you'd be scraping these off.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you would. Ahoy! On the nose, though.
Oh, what is that?
Well, it smells like a fart.
I got a little soap, maybe. No, I just a little soap.
Well, I smell tomato paste, slightly soapy, a very pungent cherry. You taking your glasses off?
They're in the way.
They steam up.
It has a bit of a we've talked about this before, but the thickness, the viscosity smell of a cough syrup
smells weighty, a little medicinal. It does. Because it's a little bit of that cherry is a potent cherry, and almost maraschino esque.
Well, it smells like it's going to taste like the sugary piece of a cough syrup.
I doubt it'll be sugary though.
Really?
I'm going to tell you. By the way, I've got all day long. This is cherry Pepto Bismol. That's the aroma.
It's elegant, Scott. It says that right there. You see, elegant. It says they just wrote the word elegant on the label for no apparent reason.
Plainly for no apparent reason because I'm...
Oh, no, it's on the front of the label, too. It's Bin 99, the 2019, good God, elegant Pinot Noir. It is. And you know what's also nice? You see that label of leaves? Mm-hmm. That's actually a painting. It's signed. It's signed art.
So, do you smell any...
Yeah, I got it on my hand.
Do you smell any oaking or vanilla in it?
Negative.
I mean, the pungent cherry is...
I do not have...
That's probably accented. That is oak, or folk, as they would call it. Faux oak.
They age this in cherry oak?
No, cherry oak.
What are you saying? Well, why does it smell like
faux oak? I didn't say cherry. Cherry oak. There is no such thing.
I know, but I didn't understand where you were going, because you said that it smells like cherry.
No.
And then you said that is the oak. That's what you just said.
No, cherry, the fruit.
I know what cherry
it's coming from the oak is what he was implying. I'm not, it's not that complicated. Certain about that.
No, the pungency. It has that sharp edge to it.
Oh.
There you go.
It added the depth of the
scent. The sharp. I'm not saying depth. Okay. It's not deep.
Maybe. Okay.
It's as deep as a mud puddle. So here we go.
I'm going in. Yeah, I'm going to be
back. I already tasted it. I'm not doing it again.
Well, it's not ghastly, is it?
The oaking is very...
Okay, the oaking comes in. Ooh, okay. Yeah, the oak... Okay. It's a little oaky in the finish. It's longer than one would anticipate.
Unfortunately.
But it's not ghastly.
No, but I wish it wasn't as long.
No, I know, because the front isn't that bad.
Yep. And the,
I mean, even the finish.
The worst part of the oaking is how it kind of the oak kind of lingers to the finish where there's nothing but the oak.
And yeah, it's fine, though. I mean, that's okay. Yeah. It's not preferable, you know?
It has a sour finish 100%.
Well, yeah.
No, that's exactly right. And that's what lingers at the end. It actually has kind of a sour aftertaste.
Do you have to let it linger? Seriously. Do you have to?
The other...
This is not atrocious.
It's not atrocious, but you know what? It does not display varietal character. It really doesn't. Hmm. It doesn't. Yeah. It is not...
Ish.
It has too much of that, like, medicinal quality about it, especially that heavy, weighty flavor.
Is that an area of improvement?
It's just...
that I'm not even using that for
tastes
that.
Tastes like Pinot. It's not...
It's too heavy tasting to be... For you to think or know that it's a Pinot. A Pinot should be light.
Come on. The bottle costs $3.85.
That's fine.
What?
That's fine.
They got a $1.25 in the wine, okay?
I think it's just bad. It's just bad Pinot. It's just not really good Pinot. I think it's close enough on the varietal character.
What's it called when you you do it all the time? A reduction. This tastes like a cough syrup reduction, isn't it? That's exactly what this tastes like. Yeah. Tastes like you had some Robitussin on the stove, and you reduced it, and then you poured it in this glass.
I would probably say it tastes like Pinot or Pinot Tonnage, probably. Pinot, because it's the only thing left that it could be by process of elimination. Doesn't taste like any other grape. But it isn't. I mean, you don't go, oh my gosh, this is Pinot Noir. It doesn't bounce off the page, but what do you want?
Pinot.
But you know what? If they didn't manipulate it quite so much, I think it would.
Well, yeah, I just think it's the oak is just...
The oak.
Do you think it's faux oak? Do you think it's chips? It's better. It's better than faux chips, I think.
Well, maybe they put it in the hull of the wooden ship that they sailed over here.
Maybe
with
it actually was put in cherry wood barrels.
It could be.
That'd be expensive, I gotta believe.
I know. It just the one thing the oak does, it's not there isn't residual sugar here. That's the first thing that's good.
Yeah.
But the oak, the way it's done, whether it be chip or otherwise, it slightly candies it. Just gives it that little bit of a weighty, tinny sense across the board. And it doesn't add a little bit of spice or nuance.
No.
It just gives it a little bit of a tinge of candiedness. And not necessarily what you want, just saying. Is it drinkable? Yes, it is. If I was in some sort of gas station and I wanted to drink a glass of wine in the gas station, it'd be all right. There's a lot of bars that I think people have been to. This is okay. And quite frankly, Scott, this is better than some of the shit that we've drank.
100% this is better than a lot of the little individual airport-sized wine bottles you get. I'm making a pun on the size, but...
I've certainly had things that are...
What's he chewing?
A dog bone.
Oh, okay. I heard Bo chewing. And whenever you hear Bo doing anything, you...
500,000 times worse.
Oh, absolutely. That's Lindemann's motto. You've had things that are 10,000 times worse than ours.
You know, they do have a standard.
Yeah.
That's it.
They're just better than everything else.
Well, they're just better than something else.
Well, that's a good
we've
point.
We've had way, way worse that cost five times as much.
Yeah. I mean, are you ever going to buy it?
Mm-mm.
No. Although, if it wasn't oaked like it was, you might.
Yeah.
You might, you know. Well, not me. But you might.
the truth is that you wonder what is under all that oak.
Is there anything?
Dead raccoon?
If it was just...
I know.
Not oaked.
If it were so light and lithy, you would say, oh, is it on the Mediterranean? No, you wouldn't say.
Maybe oak 25% of it.
I have a really serious question. I mean this genuinely. The bottle is not atrocious. They have this painting on the front. They have this L on the top. It's really... I mean, we know Lindeman's. People know Lindeman's.
Yeah.
But here's a serious question. It looks like they are taking pride in the bottle and in the label. Why would you do that?
Why would you take pride?
Or they're just tricking people. People know what Lindeman's looks like. It's that just textual labels normally and very industrial looking, right? This is completely different. This is artsy looking. Well, I think they're doing it to trick us into buying more of it.
Why would you make it look decent?
Yeah. Why would you try?
What should you do? Put a dog turd on the front?
Well, they
no, just have it say Lindeman's.
But that's what it was.
Yeah.
That's what they changed from. But I think this catches your eye. You pick it up. If they can get you to pick it up, maybe you buy it.
Well, it's no burlap sack wine. I mean, there's that.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I think it's exactly that, Becky. Normally, Lindeman's was just text. It was very industrial, very...
It was very like industrial an looking. I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
What I will say about Lindeman's, and I've always said it, if you only spend this little on a wine and you want to drink a wine that actually pretends to be a wine, that tries to be a wine, that doesn't do crazy, dumb shit.
It is a wine.
It is.
It is a wine.
It is a wine.
It's got structure. Becky didn't like this for the varietal, but I just think it's just not the highest quality Pinot.
No.
But it's Pinot.
Yeah. And maybe it shouldn't be oak like it is. I think some people would dig on that. Smokers.
That's fair. That's a really good point, though.
It's not quite oaked enough for them, but it is. I want to feel something. It does do that. So.
It's just a... Even on Pinot standards, this is lean.
Yeah, except for the mouthfeel that's candied that makes it
that thing
heavier.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting here, if you quaff it, it's fine. You know, if you sold this, you know what, serve this slightly chilled. Because that's gonna cut that edge off it a little bit. By the poolside, sangria.
I was trying to decide if you could add Sprite to it.
No, Lord, no.
That's what I was thinking.
But serve it a little bit chilled, and you're going to avoid a little bit of that keenness. But, you know, if you're just sitting here quaffing it, it's not a bad drink. You can just, you're fine. And, I mean, honestly, if you're having like a backyard barbecue kind of thing where you don't care, and there's 25 people coming over, and you're all going to drink wine, but you don't really want to... This is fine for that. Weddings. This is good for weddings. Yeah. It really is.
Like a wedding where you're going to have two reds. This is the second red. This is the lighter red, per se.
Yeah. There are other stuff. Just think about something on this quality level is really, at $4.99 is a very, very good buy.
Yeah.
You know? It really is. I've always said that.
Case stack price in there and get 50 cents off a bottle.
Well, what is that? $4.99 times 12. I mean, you know, 5, yeah. 60 minus 10. $54 for a case of wine. You can do that or get...
I think that what we should have done with this is drink it out of this glass and then drink it out of a plastic cup. I mean that seriously.
We have done that before.
I don't think it would lose anything, and it might even benefit it slightly.
No, it might be better.
You know, you can get a case of this for what you can get one bottle of that Napa Cellars V Series Pinot Noir from Canaro's.
There's Luke Sippy. Do you want me to pour some wine in it? And
what, you're going to mix it with the milk?
Then dump it out. Yeah.
Well, get one of those glass cups over there.
Early in the pandemic, I was missing the grandkids, and I drank bourbon out of a sippy cup. A frozen sippy cup.
That's funny.
It was kind of cool. It has the little lid on it where you can stash little snackies. I put some nuts in there. So I had some almonds in my frozen sippy cup full of bourbon.
So, folks, we're going to go around the room. We're going to get a rapid fire score for this wine. We're going to go with triple B.
75.
75. Off to Scott.
I'm a little higher, 81.
81 for Scott.
Between, you know, I was thinking 80 to 82, so I went 81.
I'm going
to
go 83. 83 of my points.
That's very generous.
So stupid.
It's a fair score.
Okay.
I think the wine enthusiast would give it a 90, so I'll give it an 83.
Are we going to put it in the Value Hall of Fame?
No.
Not exactly.
If we got an 85 or an 86, maybe.
I think he's being quite generous.
No, I'm not.
Quite.
It's
generous.
Drinkable. You can drink it. I would not put a 75 back up to my lips. I would go, "Yeah." You'll find that out here in a little bit. Seriously. But I can drink this.
Okay.
I'm not. Oh, you remember that one time when we had Lindeman's Bin 99? Oh. That memories from the corner of my mind. Lindeman's Bin 99 memories. No, it doesn't happen.
Of the way we were.
I felt that bit had been played out, so I stopped. So, folks, we're going to take a break. And then we'll be right back here with what are we going to do next? Love Noir? Love Noir.
Hey, we're not dead yet.
Love Noir. Here on the Wine Vault. Hey everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So, the next wine in the group is Love Noir.
So if we go by price point, this should be better.
It's $9.99, yes.
But with a name like Love Noir.
Love Noir.
Well, I mean, who makes this?
Love Noir.
I think it's the same group that made... What's the non-vintage crap that I brought over? Spellbound? No. What was it?
Ménage à Trois.
No.
Luscious.
Luscious, no.
It's Ménage à Trois Luscious.
It's Ménage à Trois Luscious.
Yes.
No, it's
by the makers of Astro Glide.
Wow.
<That's> disgusting.
It's what follows after. I drink a bottle of Love Noir and take it in the backside. Okay. They have some winemaker's comments. So this is what their winemaker wrote. The guy or gal who made the wine.
Every wine has a darker side. Love Noir is a luxurious, fruit-forward take on Pinot Noir. We've sourced some of California's finest grapes to deliver a rich, aromatic wine with dark fruit aromas, concentrated bold flavors, and a velvety texture. In this unique style, richness and decadence are balanced with supple structure to form layers of luxurious flavor from the first alluring sip to the last. Robust, jammy flavors of dark cherry and rich espresso spark intensity and intrigue that lead to a smooth, balanced finish with soft hints of vanilla and toasted oak. Succumb to your urges and experience Love Noir.
Yes, and it pairs well with garlic and herb-roasted pork tenderloin or chicken artichoke flatbread. Ah, there you go. It's on American oak. You gotta like that. And it has some alcohol in it.
13.5.
Yeah, that's some alcohol, and its Appalachia is California, which I believe is from the Delta.
No, it's the finest. of California.
The finest style. Succumb to your dark side.
It's like a serial killer.
Succumb to your dark side.
The local radio.
Give in to the darkness.
The Lion's Den's running. Lion's Den's a local.
What's the Lion's Den?
Sex toy shop, and they're running an advert that says, "Do it every day."
Do what
if you
every
just,
day?
If you just met, do it every day. If you're married for 25 years, do it every day.
What, look at porno?
They're talking about sex.
Oh.
That's what this reminds me of, Love Noir. It's just, it's like a Lion's Den commercial.
Oh, I thought you meant Love Noir reminds you of sex. Because I was going to leave the room if it did. So.
To each his own.
Yes. Apparently it's going to be dark and disappointing.
So this is... They're advertising this as a unique take on wine.
Oh, so that's what we needed.
Well, that's what I was going to say. If you're doing something in a unique style, I don't really ever want it to be my wine.
No, well, maybe you're mispronouncing it. Maybe they meant to say eunuch.
What I read or hear from this is wine concentrate, Black Death. That's what I hear. Black Death.
Black Death.
Mm. Beyond Purple.
Purple Death. Love Noir, go. Black Death. It's just grape concentrate. That's what I hear their description.
I just love how their winemaker wrote, succumb to your urges. A lot of winemakers. Has Helen Turley ever written succumb to your urges?
Probably not.
No. Just saying. Larry Turley. Christina
Probably
Turley.
Not. Any of the Mondavi family? Probably not.
No. Well, Michael Mondavi might have.
Wagner family? Well.
Probably. His dad did. He succumbed to his urges. Now he has to make Bonanza. So.
On the nose.
On the nose.
There is a something. No, I.
What? Triple B tries to bring us in.
I'm trying to identify it. Is it Play-Doh? Is that what it is?
I now quit. I'm going on wine
clay.
Wars.
It's very, very clay.
Bo, get down. Sit.
Play-Doh is apt descriptor.
A similar
nose.
Folks, a similar experience is if you get sprayed in the face with mace. Right, Scott?
Nah, this is not as bad as mace.
It's a Play-Doh nose.
Well, it is a Play-Doh nose.
It's Play-Doh. It's Play-Doh.
I mean, it's a floral. It's a floral Play-Doh nose, yes.
Floral.
Hmm.
I can't
floral.
Smell anything but the Play-Doh. It's like up in my nose now.
If Play-Doh, really if Play-Doh was floral, this would be Play-Doh floral.
Okay.
Imagine, though, if Play-Doh wanted to give it a floral nose, what would Play-Doh's floral be? It would be this. It's not floral.
It smells like a preschool classroom. Like Play-Doh and crayons.
What does a Play-Doh flower, and a really nice looking one, smell like?
And I think there's even Play-Doh. A little bit of the crayon paper smell in there. It smells like a preschool.
I do have to say, if you give us a chance, Becky, I do say Rob is right. There's a little floral in the background. Mm. And yes. It's actually a quite nice, very normal floral nose.
No.
But that Play-Doh is not good.
Don't you pervert what I said. I said it smelled like floral Play-Doh.
There's a little floral in the background. Hit it hard and wait.
Don't
in the background.
What, hit it hard?
Hit it hard.
Do you have any model glue that I could also sniff at the same time?
Do it every day.
Jesus. This is
if
William put together a nose of a wine, this is what it would be.
It smells like Play-Doh and Batman and pizza.
Not bread, pizza.
Mm-hmm. Poor little one.
It's just fucking terrible.
Who's tasting it first?
I don't want to.
I'm being brave.
1, 2, 3, go.
I'm doing it.
This has no tartaric acid.
It's like trying to swallow Tide.
Until the oaking, I can't even taste anything.
It's surprisingly nondescript.
Right. The oaking is like coated my whole mouth, but I...
But
it's
not
like
as
a water, and then there's nothing.
It's not as oaked as the Lindeman's was. It's not as oaky as the Lindeman's was.
I would say it's a nicer, too much oaking than Lindeman's.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's,
way too much oaking.
It's not sour, but it's just very, very heavy.
Surprised there's no residual sugar there.
Can you pull anything?
I'm still squinting.
Like if we were breaking this down front palate.
It tastes like American oak. It just tastes like a lot of American oak. There was a wink of a cherry, and then I got hit by a frickin' oak plank. Beaten down, I'm bleeding, I'm passing out, yet they're still beating me. Remember the scene in Casino with Joe Pesci's beaten to death with bats? This is that with oak. they just don't stop.
When I drink stuff like this, and I get it sometimes when I drink rosé, it actually like curls my stomach. Like I feel like it like curdles my stomach almost. Well,
and sometimes the sour. And this has a little of the sour of the oak, but it's more in the mid palate. The sour is at the beginning, where with the last bad bottle, it was at the end. I don't think this is as oaky as the last bottle. It's just there's nothing else here. So I just think it's more naked.
And it's better oak.
You think this is?
It's better oak than Lindeman's, yeah.
Really?
And I don't...
I prefer the oaking on the Lindeman's.
Yeah, so do I.
No. That was sour oak, remember?
It just had its sour aftertaste.
This isn't freaking God's green earth. This is pretty putrid sour oak. There's a fake vanilla extract in there.
I'm not saying this is good. This is very bad. But this oaking... Without that sour mash aftertaste.
Oh, it has that.
It's
just in the beginning.
It has sour mash.
It's not as.
But it's not the ending.
Yeah, or the aftertaste. Yeah. I hear what you're saying. And on oaking's all relative. It's, you know, this oak here with a more proper wine, and we'd be going,
Not Pinot.
Would you ever know this was a Pinot?
Ooh. I'd question what it is, period, because it's so nothing-y.
Yeah, so nothing.
I mean, there is a little
Let me find out.
Fruit in there if you...
Stop. He's going to spray his mouth down with the Pledge.
It's antibacterial. Hold on. Let me take a drag. I smelled a marker. No,
at the very beginning, there is a grape taste.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a little savory.
Yeah.
You'd know it's Pinot.
I don't know that I would.
I'm not sure.
The cream cheese from the... Scott made some stuffed peppers. The cream cheese from the pepper dilutes it. It's almost like an antidote.
I want to save one for at the end of this to cleanse my mouth.
Yeah. So, folks, if you get Love Noir... Eat a block of cream cheese with it. Don't eat regular cheese. Cream cheese.
With a little sour cream thrown in.
No, just straight cream cheese. Just cut off pieces of cream cheese and chew on it while you drink this wine. And that will give you the illusion it's not this.
You know, if you close your eyes, if you close your eyes and drink this, I think that I would probably go with this being a Zen. Because there is... Rob, don't... make that face at me like you would have known this is a Pinot, that it even in some planet represents a Pinot.
Yeah, I don't think you picked this as a Pinot.
First of all, it's dark. It's very dark in the glass.
A blind taste and you'd be blind.
Number two, it has a lot. It has some fruit at the beginning, and I don't think that it really on any planet represents a Pinot. I think the oaking would throw you off for sure, but I don't know what else I would say it is. I might guess also the most bottom barrel, cheapest Zin that there is.
Yeah, no matter if you blind taste this, no matter what you called it, you would say it's bad blank.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think I would guess it's around $4.99. You wouldn't say
Cabernet. No.
Zin is the only thing I can think of it being.
It doesn't have any fruit. I mean,
if the very, very beginning there is a hint.
A hint of savory, I guess.
Yeah, I don't. I think you'd go, what? You just sit there and just go.
Just wait for this to resurface in like 3 years as a blind tasting.
Okay, I'm putting those on hold. It's just not. I'd rather drink this kind of stuff than do that kind.
I think we've done quite well.
This is better than that sledgehammer that though that we had that you brought. That's better.
Doing the blind tastings. I think it's so much fun.
Oh, okay.
I think I would go Zen. It's very bad. I can't believe. Is this $10?
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Is that what I
said? Yeah, some people would think this is luxurious. Some people would. They would.
I think that there are a very high number of people that received this as a Valentine's Day gift. An extremely high
They would hate
number.
It. No.
I think there's a very high number of people that got this and then later were proposed to.
I think, though, they're...
And are now divorced.
Well, probably.
Or in jail.
Got married in their jean cutoff shorts.
There are groups of people. There are groups of people that think Apothic is good, right? Otherwise, how would it be still on the market?
Yeah.
There is someone out there that thinks this has some sort of... I think they believe, and if it's going to be anything, it's going to be Pinot-ish. Doesn't taste like anything else. But
on their countertop, they have a bottle of Apothic. They have a bottle of 19 Crimes. No. The Prisoner.
This is better than 19 Crimes. Oh, The Prisoner. You're right. That is like they all worship the god that is The Prisoner. And folks, we would drink The Prisoner on here, but we're not going to waste our fucking time with that slop. The Orin Swift crap. Yes, they worship Orin Swift.
I just had a hiccup of it, I actually puke.
His stuff is trash.
No, some of his stuff's okay. It's just so overpriced for what it is.
It's residual sugar. It's residual sugar shit.
Not always. So what I have at tastings of his, the machete.
Machete?
Yeah. It was fine. It's just I would never buy it. It's like $45 a bottle or something stupid.
No, it's machete. Remember we had that bayonet? He and that...
Bayonet.
He and somebody... And it was corked as hell.
Yeah.
No.
It was bad.
I don't remember what we switched to that show, but yeah, it was corked.
Yeah, machete, $48 from Gary V's Wine Library.
You go fuck yourself with your prices.
Vivino of $50, dude.
I really, really want to look up like hashtag love noir on Instagram because I think that we would see this next to a wedding cake in like 85% of the photos.
Well, the label isn't atrocious. It's gold inlay.
What they were doing with the label.
Oh, it'll fool some people.
It's better than Luscious.
Oh, Love Noir has a satin red.
Yeah. Don't you want to drink that? This is better, though, than Luscious.
Okay, I'll give you that.
I mean, Luscious, I don't know what it is. But the problem, what I think you're talking about, Becky, this is probably not 100% Pinot Noir.
Dude, just real quick, go to lovenoirwine.com.
I don't want to.
No, do it.
I've been
there. See what you see.
I printed something off.
No, just see the front page. It's freaking hysterical, dude.
But I'm betting this has some Syrah or something like that in it. And that's probably...
That little bit of body, that little savory.
Can I say that I'm not of legal drinking age and not getting it?
But do you see the thumb? It's just a thumb.
What?
With a you don't have this picture.
Yeah, it's like a video.
Someone on Instagram made... they had their Love Noir with lemon, garlic, chicken, green beans, and rice.
Barf.
Okay.
She's drinking it. Oh, she's...
This girl...
Truffles.
...made... it looks like she had it with sauerkraut and Polish sausage.
That is a perfect pairing for this.
Oh, they make a rosé. Oh, I can't imagine.
Eating truffles with this does make a little bit of sense, but it doesn't make sense with Pinot Noir.
Well, so what Rob's talking about is not truffles as in... The mushroom.
No, I'm talking about chocolate truffles.
Chocolate truffles.
Not good ones either, like Werther's or the cheap ones. So this wine, what I would say, it's better than Luscious. It doesn't have residual sugar per se. It is far too oaky because of the American oak. Adds too much char.
And it does not have Love Noir / Purple Death grape concentrate. It does not. I'm actually shocked.
But it probably has Syrah and a few other things mixed in with it. I bet there's 70-ish% Pinot Noir. And the rest of it is a hodgepodge of stuff, Terlego or whatever else they're throwing in there,
junk.
And that's why it doesn't have that real vibrant Pinot character. It doesn't have that because of those. It that's also probably going to attribute to the candiedness of it. It just like Ben 99. Ben 99 tasted a little bit more like Pinot than this does.
It really did.
In a blind tasting, what would you say this is? Depends. Depends. If you've drank a lot of these gauche Pinot Noirs like this,
maybe you wouldn't.
Maybe you would.
Because I would definitely say a Zin. I know I would.
I don't. I would never say Zin.
I don't think I would get Pinot.
I'm not saying Pinot either. But
what's the place where they grow cabbage in California?
Lodi. We talk about Lodi. Delta. The Delta.
That's what I would say. I would.
Well, that's
would,
where this is probably
a Delta. From. A Delta Lodi, or Delta Lodi. A Delta Lodi Zin.
That's exactly why not? What I would say.
The thing with Lodi Zins, though, they're usually a little heavier. They're not as lean as this.
No, and you've never.
And they're beasty. They're usually actually Lodis are usually pretty.
But you put that much oak on something, you're like, yeah. I've never tasted a Zin with oak like that. Then again, I've never drank their satin red. Now have I? So I mean, there's that. I've never had a Zin with oak like that ever. Why I'm having a Pinot Noir with oak like this, I'm not quite sure. Wait a second.
This is so dark, though. I know in a heartbeat you would talk yourself out of it being.
Oh, absolutely.
The coloring of this is a cab. Just,
oh, my
Zin.
God. The satin red is on French oak. I wonder if they know where French oak comes from. Probably not. Comes from New Jersey.
Yeah. I mean, this is
Montreal.
Yeah.
Quebec.
Yeah. Isn't it from Louisiana? Mm-hmm. Don't you fry potatoes down there? That's what it is.
They don't tell you what the blend is.
No, they don't tell you what the blend is because it's a blend.
Because it
pairs well with bacon cheddar burgers with sweet potato fries or a fresh Cobb salad.
Pairs well with diverticulitis.
I would say my score on this is a 73.
73? That's what I was going to ask you for. Love Noir. Becky, 73. Scott.
78. I don't like it.
Excuse me, folks.
Rob.
Apologize.
Where did
Yeah, I actually agree with Scott's 78.
It's bad.
It's just, not as bad as it could be better, but it's I don't know. Well, they make it's a lot of a mutt. It tastes a bit of a mutt. It's not nearly as bad because it doesn't have residual sugar. That you get residual sugar in there, I'm dropping you down to the low 70s. But it's muddled. It's far too oaky, way too oaky. And then what's left? It's more of an image wine where you're trying to project it to taste a certain way, and it doesn't taste that way.
It doesn't taste anyway.
But I don't know. The people that like kitschy gauche stuff, they won't like this.
Yeah, they do.
It's not jazzy enough.
No, it's not jazzy enough. The oak itself doesn't make it jazzy. It's like a wooden box that you sit on.
I still think it's...
Like an outhouse.
So, The Prisoner, 19 crimes.
I hate smelling it. It smells worse than it tastes.
If you've got those on your kitchen counter, you've got a bottle of this.
Oh, probably.
And this is when you're like, you know, we're going to drink lighter stuff tonight.
No, no, no. Scott, you buy it for a special occasion, and it's sitting there in your... It's the kind of the dumbasses, and I'm sorry if any of you out there have this, but it makes you a dumbass. In your kitchen, on your kitchen counter, you have a wine rack, and you lay down your wines... On your kitchen counter.
It holds three bottles.
In your fucking wine rack. Oh, let's be generous. It holds nine bottles. And those are the things you're holding for a special occasion. On your counter.
Right beside the stove.
Under the lights. On a wine rack. And so this sits there for like 2 or 3 years. Then you drink it. That's what this is. That's what this wine is.
You know, maybe when it had a little vinegar essence to it, it would be better.
I think the piss in it would be better. So, folks... A 70 and 73 and 278s. Well done, Love Noir. You did better than I thought you'd do. So, folks, we're going to take a break. And then we're going to come back with the placebo, the wine with no personality, here on the Wine Vault. We'll be right back.
back. Unlicensed taxi driver here on the Night of Pinos. And back again by popular request of the listeners is the Pinophile.
Oh, thank you. He's a Pinophile. Yeah, thank you. I'm here. They asked me to come. I'm the Prince of Pinot. And they said, we're going to have Pinot night. And I said, oh, what you going to have? You going to have Fox Club Pinot? And they said, no, we're going to have Bean 99. I said, wait a second. I never had that on my show. Maybe my ugly son likes that. I could put his Scooby-Doo picture on that wine. Then he said, we're going to have Love Noir. And I said, I never had love. What is that? And they said, oh, it's a great Pinot. It's got American oak. I said, well, maybe my goofball son that looks like a melted Scooby-Doo character. I could put his face on there. He's very ugly. I could do that.
You know, we need some feedback. Our listeners have been asking and begging us to inquire with you as to how did your website sale go? I know it was up for sale and you were looking into retirement, but it seems like you're very active.
I realized I had nothing else to live for, so I did not sell my website. I'm still the Prince of Pinot.
That's fantastic.
I know.
It isn't.
And then I said, my son's ugly picture comes with website. And they said, we will buy it. They tried to offer me $3 less. I said, you only offer me $2. And they said, it's a Prince of Pinot. They said, fuck you.
So, that was actually a good lead-in, Scott. Thank you.
Deloge.
When will I be invited on the show? This is James Suckley and I.
Oh, James, you're not invited tonight.
Why do you do all of my least favorite ones in a row? Say those for when I'm upset.
No, this is Wilfred Wong.
Willie.
Commentary. They read my diary on the air, and I'm like, I don't want to talk about it.
This is the first one that... It's a little bit dark, but I think I would be able to guess that it is a Pinot.
This looks like a Pinot in a glass.
Well, yes. This is, in fact, Deloge.
I'm going to go upstairs.
This is Deloge, folks. They're Heritage Reserve. And the nice thing about this is they don't talk about this wine on the standard Deloge website. You have to go to a separate website, which... I think it's stupid. Talk about your fucking wines. Don't make me go someplace else.
Well, maybe they're making a point of it.
Well, that's true. This is their 17 California Pinot Noir.
They are leaders in the world of Pinot. They take special pride in the wines that they produce.
They do make a lot of Pinot, and they go all the way up to about $100 with some of their stuff.
I do like that they say...
openly admit...
This helps us achieve the unique balance of delicate Pinot. I like that.
It does.
Well, they say we crafted this Pinot using fruit carefully selected from the premium vineyards throughout Northern and Central California. Then later, they tell you the truth. The fruit for this Pinot is primarily from the Delta region of California.
Good things from the valley. Valley of the Delta.
Cabbage. Beets and onions.
It does say a small portion is aged in seasoned barrels to impart slight oak characteristics, but most is kept in stainless steel.
We season it with pepper.
That's exciting compared to the past two wines we've had.
It's true. It's the Prince of Pinot.
It says it opens with wonderful red fruit aromas and mouthwatering flavors of cherry, cranberry, and strawberry, as well as a touch of delicate baking spice.
That at least sounds like a Pinot.
Which baking
when
spice?
When I first saw baking spice, I thought baking soda, and I was like, oh.
Well.
But that might be the surprise.
If you like it.
Yes. The wine is elegant and well-balanced with a medium body, juicy finish.
Allspice?
I will say at least... They wrote something educated down.
It sounds like Pinot.
Right.
What are you saying?
Yeah. Succumb
to your dark
like
side
Pinot.
Is
the
not educational.
When it talked about the bold flavors, it's like, what? That's not a Pinot.
It sounded like grape concentrate instead of purple death.
It was bold.
Noir death.
Dark. And
this wine is just, has a fleur-de-lis on the front. And it's $9.99 of your money, folks.
But Deloge has... some chops and
they do.
We haven't done them on the show yet, have we? Did we do
the Chardonnay?
Yeah, we did the Chardonnay.
Who were they owned by?
Deloge. I think they might have a greater umbrella, but they're original. They're an OG. Mm. I mean, they might have sold, but still maintain control.
Yeah.
So, in the glass, no reviews, by the way.
Not surprising.
Not yet, anyway. Although Wilford did, I think, review it.
This looks like a Pinot. If we did a taste testing on this, you would see it and you would know it was a Pinot by the look of it.
By the smell of it.
Yeah, the smell, it has just a very, very slight hint of funk at the very end. Do you smell it?
I do.
So actually, it looks like the parent organization of Deloche is the Boisset Collection. I don't know who that is.
Boisset? Is it Tammy Wynette?
B-O-I-S-S-E-T.
Did she sing Stand By Your Man?
I thought you were going to go to La Crescent.
I love La Crescent.
No, I went to Tammy Wynette. That's where I went. I am reaching. That's okay. Yes, in the glass, it does look more Pinot-esque because it's a little more translucent. They have fewer drops of ink in this one. It has actually a slippery look in the glass.
Yeah, almost like a viscosity to it.
Just slippery.
This is the first of the three that
looks like a Pinot.
It does. It's translucent. It has, you know, the light goes through it completely. This is Pinot in the glass. Mm-hmm. If this was poured and you had the ability to look at this, just to taste it blind, but to see it, you'd look at this and go, Pinot.
Last night did Siduri from Willamette. Very good.
Yeah. I bought a bottle of that too.
Yeah. Well, Jeff or Greg told you about it. Have you missed this wine?
Oh, we both had it in our
carts.
No,
I tried to buy another one that's currently out of stock. Everything is out of stock on wine.com. Do they have anything to sell?
What did you think of the Siduri?
I liked it quite a bit. It's a big boned Pinot, but very good.
Would you set it back a little bit? Because it got 92, 93.
92, yeah. We did that with the four Graces, I think. I'd say a couple years. If I get another bottle at any time, I will set it back a couple years just to let it calm down a little bit.
My plan was to set it back.
Yeah. I just wanted to see if I liked it a lot, so.
25, I think this is
24, 25, yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of vanilla on the nose, vanilla bean.
What do you got there, Triple B?
A little bit of menthol.
I can smell the funk.
Yeah. Yeah. Not much.
No. It's back there, though.
But it has a proper Pinot nose. It's
yeah.
A little subdued. Yeah. It's not the best Pinot nose. And by the nose itself, I'm not sure you would say, oh, that's Pinot. But with the translucence, the appearance of it in the nose, yeah, it's Pinot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it this way. This nose wouldn't turn you away from this being Pinot.
No. And I think you would be on the road to thinking it was a Pinot.
I think you're headed down to slam dunk in it.
Yeah.
Here I go.
I love the legs on this, though. It really does have a nice little glycerin-y appearance about it. Dare I say a sparkle?
It was going well. And then a lump of oak is right there in the fucking mid-palate.
Wait, you guys are starting to sound like me with your criticisms of oak.
But I don't want a lump of oak in Pinot Noir. I don't really like it any time, but it doesn't manifest itself nearly as bad as the other two. But,
you know,
it's oppressive.
Lump of oak's a little harsh. It's just, it's what I would say this is out of balance.
But it doesn't take form. You just notice it.
There's no...
It's out of place.
It is out of place. And it is disappointing because it looks like when you read about the wine that the winemaker understands the delicate nature of Pinot.
Sure.
And so it gives you some hope. But there isn't anything delicate tasting about this. Well, and that's disappointing.
Well, I think there is. It's just that, as Rob called it, a lump of oak. I think if you compare the oaking of this to our previous two bottles... This is freaking perfect compared to those.
Sure.
What the problem with this lump
of oak is just not.
Yeah, the problem with this lump of oak is it does make the wine disjointed.
Yeah.
And Lindemann's for sure. It was a lot of things, but it wasn't disjointed. It really wasn't.
Oh, no. It was all there for you to enjoy. Yes.
Long, strong. Mm-hmm. Bound to get...
The friction. The
oak on. Yeah. No, let's give this a chance.
Okay.
Let's give this a chance. Let's let it sit in the glass.
But it was in a decanter. How long has this been decanted? 2 hours?
Seriously.
It's been a two-hour decant, Scott.
Think about what this would have been like straight out of the bottle.
Maybe better.
Second sip, the oak is a little bit less, but overall the wine is a... Yeah. I'm thinking back, there are a lot of Pinots that we've had, even in this price range. I'm not counting the Apatagua's and the Chilean stuff. No, really good.
Well, yeah.
Anything from Chile is better. I'm talking about Cali stuff. Mark West is better than this.
Yeah, just the regular Mark West.
Just the regular Mark West.
I'm pretty sure that I would know this is a Pinot from the nose, and I think after having tasted it, I would for sure get into a California Pinot, because only California would do this. They would.
Well, you know who's responsible for it. You're not going to say it's French.
No.
You're not going to say it's anything, but you know this is California. Whether it's Pinot, isn't it?
You might have a tendency to say it's wretched, so it's Australian, but I think that you would stay in California.
You wouldn't say this is an Oregon Pinot. Oregon wouldn't do this.
No, because we've had Firesteed, and Firesteed's really good.
Oregon wouldn't do this.
Really, yeah. Only California does something like this.
Yep. Firesteed is around the same price, and it's good.
Yeah,
but it is. To be fair, there aren't many good 1099 Pinots. Not that this is one.
No, it's not one.
It's really not.
Nope.
I hope that this, you know, if we would sip on it a little bit, that the oak would calm down. And if anything, if you sip it rather than quaff it and draw air over it, the oak's a little more omnipresent.
When you said that maybe it's been decanted for too long, that was an interesting idea, that maybe we missed a wisp of something else that was so light. I mean, maybe there would have been like a hint of a violet when you first opened it.
Maybe it would have been better because the oak wouldn't have been as present. I don't know.
No, it would have been.
A hint of something earlier. I mean, maybe.
What, dogwood? Rose water, perhaps.
Mm. Rose petal. Garik. Water.
Garik. Juice of the garik in the rose water.
Garik.
I didn't say that. I never said garik. That was the decanter. Just so sexy. Unlike Tim.
Mozambican roasted coffee. What? That's what we missed.
What?
Because we decanted it too long.
Oh, well, we missed that nuance. Yes.
We missed the nuance.
Oh, wow.
Mozambican dark roasted coffee.
How dare we? How well would it have been if I would have shaken it up and then poured it?
Not stirred.
And then cut the edge off with a knife.
What if I had a straw and I could blow bubbles in it? How would it taste then? Like chocolate milk.
Maybe better.
So you know what I'm missing?
Wine?
The strawberry.
Oh, yeah. What did it say? Strawberry? Cranberry?
Cranberry.
What?
Cranberry? Yeah. Cranberry. No, they mean the ocean spray cran apple. That just is sugar.
There is some kind of fruit at the beginning.
I'll be honest with you. I'll give you the cranberry. I don't get the strawberry.
What are you on your period?
What? What's that supposed to mean?
It's from The Departed. Mm-hmm. It's a movie line. And I'm asking one. Scott if he actually is. So, you know. Not a whole lot there to like. At least I know why they don't have it on their website. I wouldn't. Why bother? You know, if you're going to make something, it's just kind of a... I mean, it's drinkable. It's drinkable. It's just... It's not pleasurable. You drink wine. It's not like you're drinking milk where, you know, a kid needs to make their bones strong or whatever. Or you need to drink water because you need to hydrate. Wine is a superfluous thing. You drink it because it provides you some sort of pleasure. This wine does not impart that.
Not at all.
That's a great point.
I mean, none of the wines tonight imparted anything that you'd say, I enjoy that. There's nothing there. There's nothing there.
I enjoyed the Lindemans.
What?
You enjoyed it.
I was shocked because it was $5.
Yeah, it's cheap. But that, when you
take that price point into consideration, the Lindemans wasn't, it's like we said, we've drank a lot of things that were worse, and two of them were tonight.
I know, but did you enjoy it?
Relative to this, yeah.
The highest?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Higher than this?
I would give this the highest.
Well, yeah, you get everything so fucking low. I mean, you might as well. I mean, what the
hell?
I
did. My score on this is 82.
82? Becky's just jumping ahead.
Becky, you know why? 82. Because you know that this is a Pinot.
But I feel like I knew that the Lindemans was a Pinot.
I knew all three were Pinot.
No, this,
you did
well,
not.
Well,
I'll stop it.
So I'll give Becky some props here. You know,
Don't do that.
The weight in the glass, it looks like Pinot. The nose had more quality.
This had funk in it.
But.
That's that gnat that was in your glass earlier.
The oaking of this, it's just, what'd you call it? A big block, a big chunk?
Yeah.
It's just a lump. It's right there.
A lump.
It's not artfully done. You want to frame the wine, to be an element of the wine, but not the centerpiece. This is just, you woke up to the Mona Lisa and you spray paint fuck right over her face.
I will tell you,
Why would you do that?
Oaking is the least offensive of the three to
me. By far enjoyed the oaking on the Lindemans more. It was long.
With the sour?
It had that little sour, but it was just a little sour. Yeah. It wasn't as sour as the Love Noir in the middle.
Well, the fruit was more, whatever is suggested to be fruit was somewhat better on that. I didn't know that What a Man was a cover. Oh, look at that. This is the second best. Can you imagine everything is losing to fucking Lindemans?
Not by my score.
So here's the thing for me, Becky. This is disjointed. The Lindemans wasn't. It was at least, it had structure. And, you know, it wasn't my favorite oak thing. I wish it had more other qualities to go with that oak. The length of that finish was... You have to give it some chops for that. It was impressive how long it was. I didn't like the sour aftertaste.
Scott, you don't have to pretend that the Lindemans is good. It's just not as bad as the rest of these two.
That's what I'm saying.
This wine, though, has a wall of oak in the middle. And the problem is, either side of that wall, there's nothing all that appealing. You're like, meh. On both sides of the wall.
See, I wish right now I had some more of the Lindemans.
So the wine is dull. On both sides, and then it has a wall of shit right in the middle of it. That's not a good wine. Now, the Love Noir, that was Botox in a bottle without residual sugar. That is a stylized freak show. Way too much oak, way too much whatever it is. It's kind of, it's murky and stewy, and there's Pinot there, but what else is there? And you can't define anything.
It was stylized, but unstylized at the same time. They could have jazzed that thing up and... Trick some people a little more.
Tricked them away. They're not smart enough to do that. But the Lindemans, I mean, you could drink it.
Yeah.
This you don't really want to drink.
And the sour of the oak kind of, it was that first taste that was the most sour. And then after that, it was just a subtle little aftertaste.
If someone says, "Hey, Rob, here's $10, no tax on these other two things, buy one of those Pinots to drink tonight," what's everybody buying?
I'll buy two bottles of the Lindemann.
I buy the Deloche.
I buy the Lindemann too.
I buy two bottles of the Lindemann, and I drink them both.
Yeah,
for the $10.
Okay, Steve.
I'm getting turned.
Your insides would be rotted out.
I think this rots you out just as much. This oak it really is oppressive.
And that's a majority vote, folks. So, Scott, what's your review of the Deloche Heritage Reserve?
79
of your points.
79 of my points. Doesn't start with an 8.
Yeah. Mine is an 80 love. 80 love.
I was thinking 80.
Were you?
I'll give it an 80. It deserves an 8. Right. I'll give it an 8.
It's the only one that has Pinot Funk. I can't believe you guys aren't even giving it a bonus point.
The nose funk?
On the nose.
No, that's why I'm going 80, because it deserves it because
of
the aroma
in
the
body. Have you been taking classes from Scott on how to describe wines? Are you going to say minerality next?
Oh, my God.
please.
Proper standard terms.
Everyone knows that I am the what? Best reviewer on this show.
Oh, everybody Lord. Knows?
Everybody.
Oh, Lord.
And I would add up the scores as to tell you who the winner is, but I'm not going to do that because Becky doesn't count. Lindemann's won, according to me.
I think so.
Although if you added the math, Deloche did, but that's not the point.
Well, then
added
I'm going back math. To 79.
Added the math.
That's right. Drop that fucker. I'll get him to 71.
If you added the math.
Lindemann's is the best of the three. Boop, boop, boop. Kind of.
It's all, listen, no. Becky's
let's
opinion,
do,
Rob's
let's
opinion.
Let's rate
opinion.
Them. Let's do them. So my number one would be Deloche.
Okay, Becky. Oh, Lindemann's,
then Love Noir.
Hold on a second. I'm going to Deloche, LN, and Lindemann's. Okay, so Becky. And so the one, two, and three.
Okay, so one is Deloche, two is Lindemann's, three is Love Noir.
Okay, three, two. Okay, Scott.
My number one is Lindemann's.
Okay.
My number two is Love Noir.
What?
Number three is Deloche.
You're trying to throw the vote. He's trying to throw the vote.
Scott.
Absentee ballots are fake. They're going to lead to voter fraud, double voting. I encourage you all to double vote. In fact, my number one wine is Lindemann's. My number two wine is Lindemann's. And my number 14 wine is Deloche.
Now, I'd like to point this out, Scott. First of all, you're stupid. You're the worst wine you said was Love Noir.
Dumb, dumb.
But it doesn't matter. Because my...
You didn't write down the points right.
Yes, I did. Anyway, so we have
you
one...
You gave Love Noir all three. Scott didn't give it a three.
He did.
Okay.
In reality. He's just trying to be smart. So Love Noir gets three smart. Threes across the board. It loses, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, Deloche gets... A first from Becky, but 2 second places from you and I.
I give it a third place. I think I give it a 14th place.
Doesn't matter, because Lindemann's gets 2 first places and a second place, which makes Lindemann's the winner tonight.
The winner of Loser or Pinot.
Oh, Jesus. Right. Boy. So, folks, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and wrap this up here on the Wine Vault. Folks, we here on the Wine Vault are an open opportunity podcast. We would love for you to be a guest in the Wine Vault. Scott, tell them how to do it.
Contact us at thewinevault@outlook.com. Send us a message on the Facebook at thewinevault.rs. Twitter, contact us at @winevaultpodcast. I'm at the O. We're on the Twitter, folks. We're on the Facebook. Contact us at our website.
Folks, you get a hold of us, we'll get a hold of you. We'll bring you on. You, hey, who knows? You might even meet the superstar Steve Gibson. Who can say?
God, don't make promises you can't keep.
Well, give Steve a fiver. He'll show up. Anyway, folks, we would love to hear from you. We'd love to see you. We'd love to meet you on the Wine Vault. We'll be right back. And, folks, we're back. So... To wrap everything up tonight, the first one we did was the Lindemann's Bin 99 Pinot Noir. $4.99, we're going to say the prices. $83 from me, $81 from Scott, $75 from the Triple B. The next was the Love Noir from California.
Rock of Ages.
$78 from me, $78 from Scott, $73 from Becky. And then the Deloche. Two 80s from Scott and I, and an 82 from Becky. But then the overall aggregate score gave the win to Lindemann's. What are you doing?
Rock of Ages.
Now, what I will say, after drinking all three of these wines, and I think if all of us could agree to one thing, we'll agree to this. We will never drink these wines again.
Yep.
You won't. And the amazing thing is they were all bad in a similar fashion. The thing that was wrong with all of them was they had too much weight, too much oak. Even if you said the oaking on one is better than the other two, they all had too much oak. Oak is not your friend. Oak does not make the wine better. Not always. Most often, you fuck it up. And so the failure here at that price point. In three occasions, we'll although see, okay. Love Noir, they intended to do that, but the other two did not, was winemaking. Winemaking fucked the wine.
You know, but I would juxtapose that the Lindeman at that price point, the
doesn't
oaking,
have winemaking?
No.
It's machine?
It's as much winemaking as you can with a $5
bottle. Oh, 20 billion cases, but nevertheless.
It wasn't. Yeah. It's like we said, it's the wine that's not that bad.
No, it's not that bad. It's good in a wedding, good in a plastic cup.
It's the wine that you've had much worse than.
You have, and we did twice. So.
I mean, and it's arguable. You know, Deloge, Lindeman, when you're comparing crap to crap, what's the difference?
I know. True. So. For Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Triple B, we're going to bid you adieu and see you next time with something else. Ooh, here on the Wine Vault.